My dear people of God, Jesus Christ, sharing in our human nature, took upon himself the curse of death, placing it on the wood of the cross. He gave us in an exchange the gift of immortal life. The blessed immortality that was lost to sin in the Garden of Eden as a result of the disobedience of our forefathers, our parents, Adam and Eve. Beloved in Christ, God in his wisdom praised the salvation of the human family on the wood of the cross, to restore to us once again that gift of blessed immortality, which as a result of the eating of the fruit of a tree was lost to sin. That has been the infinite plan of God. And so we celebrate this whenever we offer the stations of the cross with our solemn prayer. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. For by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. On Good Friday celebration, before the veneration of the cross, the priest or the deacon holding the cross would sing, "Behold the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world." My dear people of God, when we reflect on these words of prayer of the church, we are invited not to become enemies of the cross, but to become its lovers. For St. Paul says that the Greeks seek wisdom and the Jews seek signs. But for us, we preach Christ crucified. The message of the cross is foolishness in the ears of those who are being perished. But for us who are being saved, it is the power of God. This is what God has revealed and given to us as he accomplished the salvation of the world, redeeming the human family from the bondage of sin and restoring us into his friendship once again. Beloved, in today's gospel, Jesus himself makes reference to the episode of Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9, recounting the act of Moses hoisting up the bronze serpent for the faithless Israel. Though God had punished them by the use of a poisonous snake, he was willing to grant mercy and healing to anyone who looked upon the bronze serpent erected by Moses, crying out and seeking God in his mercy. Jesus saw in this relic an image of his own crucifixion. That just as Moses lifted up the bronze serpent in the desert, so must the Son of God, the Son of Man, be lifted up. In this, he saw his own crucifixion on the cross. Yes, Jesus would be lifted up on the cross. Jesus would be lifted up from the grave, and he would ascend into heaven. By this proclamation, he revealed to us his paschal mystery, his death on the cross, his resurrection from the grave, and his ascension into heaven. And so the Son of Man must be lifted up. My dear people of God, John reveals to us that the lifting up of Jesus on the cross was part of the heavenly plan of the Father. His earthly mission was part of the Father's heavenly plan to save the human family from the bondage of sin. The Father who demonstrates his supreme gift of love to us in the sacrifice of his Son on the cross. As St. Paul reveals to us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 8. He had in his plan to save the world through the sacrifice of his eternal Son on the cross. And so John tells us that he so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but be saved. He did not send the Son into the world for the condemnation of the world, but for the salvation of the world. This is what God has accomplished in his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My dear family of God, recounting God's saving grace revealed to us on the wood of the cross, we come to resolve to follow Jesus with the cross before us and with the world behind us. Beloved, after the death of Jesus, the enemies wanted to wash away and to do away with the memories of the salvation accomplished on the wood of the cross. And so we are told in the history of this feast that when Christ died and his body had been taken out of the cross, the enemies threw the cross into a ditch, a well, and covered it up with stones and earth, that his disciples would never have a trace to it. Beloved, he who is alive does not die, and therefore the wood of our salvation could not remain hidden forever. Almost 300 years later, we are told that when Emperor Constantine was in a battle with Mezentius, not yet being a Christian, prayed to the God of the Christians, asking him to come to his aid in a struggle with the enemy over the throne of Rome. In answer to his prayer, a luminous cross, a monogram of Christ, was cast in the heavens, in the sky, with the inscription, "In this sign, you shall conquer." Insigne Vinci. "In this sign, you shall conquer." Lo and behold, Constantine fought the battle, which was at the Milvian Bridge, and became victorious. As a sign of his gratitude to God, he made the cross the standard of Rome, and the cross was part of the shields of his soldiers. Beloved, 14 years after his victory, we are told that Saint Helena discovered the true cross, which was hidden in the ditch. However, in the year 614, The Persian king, King Chosroes II, fought Jerusalem, and among the things that he took away was the relic of the cross, the true cross. God would raise another king, King Heraclius of Constantinople, to fight the Persians. And he forced the Persians to restore the true cross to Jerusalem. Beloved, in a solemn procession at the city gate of Jerusalem, King Heraclius himself, stripping himself of every royalty, carried the cross to the ascent of Calvary in a humble adoration. Beloved, that marked the history of the celebration of today. Beloved, we are invited to love the cross, to cherish it, for some fought with their life in rescuing the cross to us. It is the power of our salvation. Many are those who have become enemies of the cross. And sad to say, some of them among whom are even Catholic Christians. In their lifetime, they don't want to hear anything of suffering, and they don't want to hear anything of the cross. They have become prosperity gospel preachers, denying the suffering of Christ and the suffering of his disciples, preaching always that God did not create us to suffer, and that suffering is not part of our Christian life journey. We are born and created to be successful in life at all costs. And because of that, many people do not want to follow the cross of Christ. Beloved, today as we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross, we are being invited to reflect on the cost of our salvation. Christ giving up his life, as recounted in the second reading. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself to die, even to embrace death on the cross. That which was a shameful death, our Lord and Savior endured that to save us. As a sign of our gratitude, we are to become lovers of the cross. And so, I invite you to reflect on this song, very simple but very deep, inviting us to make a resolution, to resolve always to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. May we resolve always to meditate on the mystery of the cross and to decide to follow Jesus.